Well, this is one of the busiest travel days of the year. People packing into airports and airplanes. Maybe not as much this year, but many are still heading out for whoever they like to be with over Thanksgiving. And you know what? A lot of air travelers are having to make that choice again. Do I want the scanner or do I want the pat down? Yeah. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a personal Thanksgiving. So I have sat and listened at times to all the opinions you hear on the news about Thanksgiving, travelers' privacy, and something in the Bible popped into my mind. It's our word for today from the Word of God, Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Wow, God sees what we don't want anybody else to see. The previous verse tells us that God sees and judges, quote, the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We're talking all the dark stuff, the dirty thoughts, the adulterous desires, the seething jealousy, that volcanic anger, the endless lies, the backstabbing words, that hateful prejudice, the hurtful selfishness. He sees the egocentric pride we've got, and He knows about that long-harbored bitterness. Everything is uncovered and laid bare, the Bible says. Well, we could try to rationalize it or minimize it or call it by a nice name, but it is what it is. It's sin against God, sin against another person. Rotting trash is rotting trash, no matter how pretty the paper you wrap it in. And with God, it's all unwrapped. No secrets. We think, hey, well, no one's caught me. Hey, if God knows, you're caught, and He knows. Our secrets are not only exposed to God, but they become the basis for us to be judged by God. Hear what God says again. God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ. King David said in one of his Psalms, O Lord, You have searched me and You know me. You are familiar with all my ways. My first reaction, uh-oh. Second reaction, good. One person I don't need to hide anything from. I can't hide anything from. In fact, the first step to being free from the darkness inside is to say what the prodigal son said when he came home to his father. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against You. There's just something liberating about being brutally honest about your sin as you bring it into God's pure light. Jesus said you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then comes the release that we desperately need, but we don't deserve. In God's words, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. God stands ready to give us a spiritual shower called forgiven, and there's no better feeling than knowing that you are finally clean. That forgiveness is no cheap thing, though. Revelation 1:5 says, He loves us and freed us from our sins by His blood. It took the shedding of the blood of God's only Son, Jesus, to pay the penalty for all my junk, a cross He did not deserve, an excruciating death, God's Son being cut off from God the Father because Jesus was carrying my sin, going through my hell so I could go to His heaven. But our bill was paid. All we have to do is take for ourselves what He died for, turning from the sin darkness that has poisoned our life. So as I see recurring pictures this season of body scanners and hand searches, I'm thinking God doesn't need any of that. He sees it all. He knew that what was hidden in the dark places would blow up my life and my eternity. So He acted to defuse it with the most extreme act of sacrificial love in history. He absorbed the blast Himself so I could board the flight to His heaven and be with Him forever. Do you want to get started with Him? Do you want to experience this? Tell Him that today. Go to our website and find out there how to be sure you belong to Him. That's anewstory.com. It is wonderful to live without fear of discovery, with a clean heart, and with nothing to hide.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.